Testing 1, 2. Testing. This is Mr. Nobody. Podcast number 6. Sucking it up. I've been watching these videos on YouTube that this very courageous photographer, videographer has been making. I don't know if it's appropriate for me to say his name or point to his work, but you'll find it.
It will find you.
Essentially, what he does is bring in people that are at the margins of society, often, if not predominantly, by their own doing. And these folks talk about their childhood, their adolescence, their adulthood, their children, their parents, their siblings, the streets, that comes up a lot, the streets. And there's a lot of inner city folks, but there's also a lot of suburban and even, shall we say, privileged or wealthy people who have ended up in a condition of abject addiction. It's fascinating. The way I found it is I wanted to hear what's it like? What's it like to be on fentanyl or crack? Though I have smoked crack. And I'll tell that story. Meth,
alcohol,
prostitution, gangs,
pedophilia.
I think that's the majority. There's some murderers there too, just straight up
murder for hire.
But it's the drug addiction, and I include alcohol in that, that predominates the talking. And it's fascinating, because upon listening to
dozens,
and it's fascinating, of these testimonials, I start to pick up on patterns which are common to the stories. One of the patterns is that people started out with broken homes. That's an interesting picture, right? A broken home.
Yeah.
One parent, usually the mother. Oftentimes that one parent is fucked up on drugs herself. It's never the father. I don't think I've heard one story where the father was the parent.
Parent.
Interesting. I always saw myself as kind of a mother figure to my kids. I don't know why. Probably because my mother taught me how to take care of them, how to love them and nurture them. I like to cook, and believe it or not, I like to clean.
I noticed that.
The cleaner I kept my house,
the happier my kids were.
You got a message.
Huh. It's weird. But when you see lots of shit and stains and dust and dirt and grime and garbage in your living space, kids seem to pick up on that. that the parents don't care, that they've given up, that they've said, fuck it. They don't know why. And a lot of times we're gaslighting our children, trying to make them allies to our lies.
You got a message.
So that they'll spout the same garbage we do, to make ourselves feel a little less bad. We know we're full of shit. Oh man, I broke my home.
You got a message.
I was married.
Listen to my excuses.
Not happily, not particularly
happy
about my partner. And I just wasn't grown up. I was having my daughter. I didn't have an education or a skill set. I had learned how to paint houses when I worked for these
four old men.
And these guys really taught me.
I worked for them for about a year.
And their ethos
and skill
and their old-time craft. And I was able to apply that to survival. Although it wasn't enough, to just be a house painter. And I did resent it. Resentment.
And I did resent
resentment.
Interesting. And I did resent it. And I did.
What the hell is resentment? In my case, I was resentful that other people were off doing their artwork,
their music,
their painting,
performance.
That's what I wanted to do.
I had to squeeze it in,
knowing that I lacked the skills, that I wasn't keeping pace, that I didn't have the standards,
but knowing
that I was capable of those standards.
So I resented myself.
I resented the thing inside me that I knew I could be, but I wasn't being. And the reason I was in that condition is because I didn't get it together.
To my excuses.
Put the right foot forward first. And that was okay.
Sometimes
life is just going to fuck us up. It's going to turn us. But I wasn't going to leave it at that. I practiced in my car.
Kitchen table.
It's weird, because it took me a lot longer to figure out how to play, and it seemed like it took other people. But I wasn't going to give up.
I resented myself. Self.
I don't know. It's a combination of things.
I don't know.
I was fucked up from my own childhood.
I don't know.
I'm making excuses now. Stupid. I was in a condition. I had to work to pay the rent.
Listen to my excuses.
A baby now.
Fight in my marriage. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Listen to my excuses.
Not in harmony.
How did I get here?
I was writing songs.
I was doing gigs.
But I felt trapped.
I was getting high on weed. I wanted other girls, women, sex.
I was trapped.
I felt trapped. But was I?
Testing, 1, 2.
I used to tell my son how sorry I was
that I broke his home.
That I broke my daughter's home.
Listen to my excuses.
I told him not to have children.
He knew he could take care of them.
Pretty basic shit. If you read Schopenhauer, he talks about a haze of bugs that are just mating. And they can't be stopped. They have a will to life. I used to tell that to my son.
Don't be like that haze of bugs.
Plan. Prepare. It's way better.
It doesn't matter anymore.
Not for me.
Not for him.
And when I listen to those videos of those people about how they started their drug use.
Started with the broken homes.
Very similar to my own story.
I wasn't ready to have kids.
I didn't have the skills to take care of them in terms of making a living.
It's fucked up.
Everybody knows this shit.
Evidently, women have more to lose because they're the ones left with the kids.
I vowed never to be that kind of father.
And although I am one of the biggest losers.
I know that I loved my children and supported them.
In spite of myself.
I can live with that. No one had to teach me that. Stupid.
stupid.
It's not stupid. It's
stupid.
It's my artwork.
It's stupid.
I wouldn't refer to it as stupid. It's my way of expression.
I fucked up.
It's multi layered emotionally and has a depth of.
It's stupid.
But no one had to teach me that.
Stupid. As it's jazzy.
Stupid.
For me, as an artist, jazz.
The biggest regret.
Craziness.
Stupid.
Is just forsaking the children.
I mean, anything can be reduced, right, to being stupid.
And knowing that they did not do for them.
Misunderstood, perhaps.
They just did it for themselves. They just did life for themselves.
Unfairly categorized as non-linear, but I don't know, you know?
It's stupid.
It's oblique. Perhaps it has an element of stupid.
I think the common denominator in all of this is the drugs. The drugs are fucking stupid, and we're stupid to do them. My son would be alive today if it wasn't for the availability of those bullshit drugs. Is that fair?
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 Fair? Fair?
And it just seems that these hardcore drugs like meth, crack, heroin, fentanyl, whatever, alcohol, tobacco is in there. They just degrade your life and then they kill you. Maybe alcohol and tobacco takes a while to kill you, but nobody survives the use of these drugs, and I just think as a species, we just like getting high. We like being in that other state. We like being not here. Because here sucks sometimes, especially if your parents suck and they don't have it together. So you see the generational connection between how shitty your life is and how shitty they made it because they didn't get it together. And how shitty your children's lives are because you have chosen not to get it together. And by getting it together, I mean not using these drugs, educating yourself, exercising, just the reg, the total reg, the regular shit that humans have been doing for hundreds of thousands of years. And it's way better than being high. I've been high, super high. Hallucinogenics. I don't know anybody who uses hallucinogenics every day. I knew a couple of guys who lost their minds on ecstasy when that was happening 30 years ago. I could never take mushrooms every day. It was more of an event. Something special. And my experiences with hallucinogenics were pretty awesome. I can't say that I really came out of those experiences knowing anything more. Maybe the very early ones when I realized that happiness was inside me, when I was laughing my ass off against a tree and all my father's bullshit disappeared, and I realized, wow, this happiness is somewhere inside me. And the drugs released it, but they aren't it. You know, I'm not happy because I'm high. I'm happy inside. And the drugs just unlocked it. And it's usually just one or two times. After that, you're just chasing the dragon. Another stupid-ass term. My son should be alive. I loved him enough and took care of him enough and raised him enough for him not to have succumbed to this bullshit, stopping his heart with fentanyl. It's the drugs, man. And if you do them, you're fucked. But not only are you fucked, your kids are fucked. And probably their kids. I often ask people, what would you give a baby? Would you give a baby a cigarette? No, but you'd mash up a banana. Would you jab a needle into a baby with fentanyl just so the baby could get high? No, you wouldn't do that because that baby is naturally high, full of wonder and possibility. I don't have any answers, just a lot of questions. And a lot of anger. And I apologize that I'm harsh. But I'm upset that my son is dead. That he didn't find a better way to channel his emotions and his need for escape. Some constructive methods for escaping reality. Fine, do it. But just not these bullshit ones that kill you and kill everybody in your family and in your society. So many people have already forgotten about my son. Because he's not here. He's not in heaven. He's not in hell. But he's not here. It's the drugs. And the drugs are the way that you conform yourself, that you sell out, that you turn yourself into a follower, a sheep. It's the most conservative, narrow, and predictable path a person can take. So don't think you're cool, because you're not. Cool is going for the long game, for contributing something awesome to society and to yourself and to your kids. You know who you are. I've given myself this talk a few times Once when I had 2 years of drinking, and I mean drinking, privately, with bottles of booze in my car, to kill the pain, as if, right, as if that shit kills the pain. It just makes pain.
Hello, who's calling?
It's ridiculous. But I know you're not gonna get off it. I know you're not gonna kick it. And I don't wanna hear your excuses, and neither do you.
Stupid.
One of these videos has this beautiful lady, crack addict, who had given it up some 5 years before. And I swear she is not the same person. Let me think about that. No, she's back to being here. She is the same person. She's just here. And she said it best, that if she can kick it, anybody can kick it. Because she was a hopeless crackhead. Would my son have kicked it? I don't know. I think he was so... I think in some way, inside of him, he knew how deep and dark a path he was on, that he wasn't gonna get out of it. And people succumb to their depression and their excuses and their sadness. They push just a little bit more drugs into their system until they fucking die. Hate it. I apologize to you again for being so harsh, for being so unsympathetic.
That's what I am.
I didn't get a chance to help him. I didn't get a chance to even know. Jumping out of this world, I lost him forever. And that's Mr. Nobody. I was somebody. I was his father. That's what this is about. I look at my son's pictures, sitting on a couch, looking back at me, talking to me. I see every part of him. You have one life, and every moment is your life. It's not something that happens tomorrow. It's only something that's happening right now. And every right now that you choose to do something better for yourself, something real, something that you would do for a baby, that's your life. And that's also the moment that you kill yourself. The moment that you excuse your action. I don't even know who I'm talking to. Am I trying to reach my son to go back through time to tell him not to do this? Am I trying to reach you, somebody who's using this shit, thinking you have some reason or right to do this? You don't. This is how I would speak to my own son. Not because I judge him, but because I love him. You're killing a baby. And that baby is you.
The gears around you roar. There is no meaning. Flies give birth and are no more. You reach a point where you're just groveling at your own feet. The sunset in your eyes is totally different than the one that's in the skies. I can't believe that you could swallow so many lies. Don't go to sleep just yet. Retell the story about the broken pieces that will never fit. And every fragment has got tiny painted human faces. Keep your rituals up. One foot dances and the other trips you up. Inventing religions to explain away your hiccups. Time erases.